Hello, welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today I'm going to talk about cancer, prevention mostly. There has been much controversy in the news recently about the effectiveness of certain screening tests, especially the PSA for prostate cancer, and before that about mammography for breast cancer. This can be an emotional topic, as lives have been undoubtedly saved by these technologies. But it does appear that to make a blanket statement that everybody should be tested with these is where the problem comes in. And perhaps the takeaway is that this decision should be more individualized than that, with patients doing their own research and also discussing their risk factors and situation with their doctor. Colonoscopies and pap smears, on the other hand, do look like they have real solid evidence as population as a whole screenings, at least better than the first two I mentioned previously. But what about preventing the actual formation of cancer, even to any kind of screening? Some may argue our focus should be more in this area, rather than in screening to such an extent. There have been statistics compiled which supposedly show what causes cancer. In this list I found smoking, tobacco of course, causes 1 out of 3 cancers, so was clearly the number one cause of cancer. As a society, we've already put in a lot of effort into the awareness of the dangers of smoking, but I'm sure there's even more we should be doing. While the new practice of vaping tobacco or nicotine may decrease the risk of cancer, unfortunately, again, looked at as a whole, there's concern that teenagers may get hooked on this vaping business as an introduction to smoking. So the jury is still out, although it does look like some people can use this instead of smoking and potentially really help themselves. Overweight and obesity were next cited as the second cause of cancer, at 20% of all cancers. Again, it would seem our society is obsessed with this to the end of getting mostly disappointing results. Although individuals can certainly help themselves, as more studies suggest, the effort itself can be helpful. So modest reductions in weight can still have a good effects on many levels for a given overweight person. Next were listed behaviors or situations that each appears to cause for a given overweight person. The next on the list were 5% of cancers, and these are diet, lack of exercise, occupation, viruses, and family history. Interesting, so family history is only 5% of cancer as a cause, and another source suggests that as causing at most 1 in 10 cases of cancer. So this is the kind of cancer we have the least ability to control, but luckily, a not-so-huge percentage of cancers. Age is another risk factor not mentioned yet, and the mechanism here is being studied, but is probably related to how our genes replicate themselves as we age, which basically increases our chance of creating mutations. So on the one hand, we can't simply stop aging, but there is evidence now that may be able to impact our daily genetic maintenance by maintaining healthy lifestyles. Scientists now look to measuring genetic health with telomere length, an important part of the maintenance of our genes. As we get older, this telomere length shortens and is associated with cancer and reduced lifespan. So now scientists can see what shortens or reduces the shortening of these telomeres caused by aging. Stress has indeed been shown to accelerate this kind of aging, so another reason to find a way to decrease this stress monster. So perhaps exercising, getting that runner's high, meditating, or getting out of a bad relationship or job can increase one's lifespan. Vitamins in the diet can help maintain our healthy chromosomes, as can calorie restriction, and even, potentially, protein restrictions. These last two at the right time in life. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.